Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Tawas Bay Artist Gallery, Betty Fosselt Center. How are you, Betty?
I'm just fine. It's a beautiful day.
Yes. Well, whenever you come here, it's always a beautiful day, it seems.
Thank you.
And of course, you've got some beautiful works over there at the gallery, and this time around, we're going to talk about, though, some novice kind of works, though, right?
Well, we've got Empty Bowls Project, which a lot of people in the community are a part of. Some people are volunteers that are painting bowls for a silent auction to raise extra money for this event. Some people are potters in the community who have been making bowls all year long.
All right. Now, it's going on right now. If they want to come on in and paint a bowl, what do they need to do, Betty?
If you want to paint a bowl for this Empty Bowl Project, you can come in on Friday or Saturday, the 17th, 18th, or the 24th, 25th. That's the last time that I can glaze them and fire them for the event. We are set up to have you do that then.
Okay.
And in that case, you would bring any kind of design you want to, or we'll furnish the design, and you would be painting with underglazes, which allows you a lot of control for the design you put on the bowls. And then we clear glaze them and fire them.
Oh, very nice. All right. Now, do they need to call in advance? Do you want them to call and maybe set up a time? Do you need to know they're coming in to do this?
They can call in and set up a time, or they can drop in from 11 to 4 on Friday and Saturday. Both weekends, I've got everything set up for people to do that.
Very good. Now, there's a silent auction that goes on. Is that for these bowls that we're talking about?
Yeah, the silent auction is for any special bowls in the community that we want to challenge people to auction, sign auction buying paper, and that's to raise extra money for the event. The regular bowls for empty bowls go from $10 to $15, and that's for the day of the event.
Okay, now the silent auction starts earlier than the day of the event.
The silent auction starts the week before the event. Okay. So you can come in anytime and sign up for any of those bowls. Challenge the people who painted the bowls.
Yes, indeed. So all week long, then, you can come in for the silent auction, and then the winners will be announced on the day of the event.
Right, in the afternoon of the event.
All right, now let's talk about that event. Tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday, December 2nd.
Okay. Empty Bowls is a national project. It's not just this community. We've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years in this community. All the money that's raised goes to hunger issues in the specific community where it's held. We do it at Tawas Bay Artist Gallery, and the potters in the community have sponsored this. They work all year long for this. We raised over $2,500 last year that went into Bountiful Harvest, which is going to go into this year. And we've also added Salvation Army IOSCO this year, so some of the money will be held over for January and February for any hunger issues they have in the community or special issues that they have that they need money for.
All right, so they come in on that day and they can purchase a bowl, and then but there is also some soups available, right?
We have some extras.
Yeah.
We have four restaurants downtown who are furnishing special soups. We have two people from one of the churches who are furnishing special soups, and I have two chefs that I know of that are furnishing special soups. So we have like seven different kinds of soup for you to choose from. We give you a styrofoam bowl full of soup. G's Pizza is furnishing pizza bread. We have crackers and things like that. And the reason why we do that, and they do it nationwide, is that we want you to enjoy a very inexpensive meal, and a delicious meal, but be able to visit with other people and contribute to the community and contribute to needy people in our community.
All right. And that's taking place Saturday, December 2nd. That'll be right at the gallery there, right?
Yeah, it'll be right at the gallery. We start at 11 o'clock. People actually line up because the first people in get to choose the bowls that they want to buy. So
of course,
people line up at the door.
All right. And then, of course, the silent auction going on throughout the week before that. And that wraps up on that same day.
2 or 3 o'clock that afternoon, we call that.
Very nice. And of course, as mentioned, all this money going right back into the community to help those needy who need food for not just the holidays, but year round.
Right. As much money as we can raise, we get to these community benefit organizations so that can be used for that.
Very good. Now, if they want more information, Betty, how do they get more info on the Empty Bowls Project?
My number is 362-2523. I've got an answering service, so I'll be glad to call you back if I'm not there. The gallery's number is 362-5613, and the clerk will probably be able to answer most of your questions.
302 Newman Street East. Tell us, what are the hours for the gallery?
The hours for the gallery in the winter are 11 to 4.
All right. So stop on in and be a part of it. The Empty Bowls Project, a nationwide project helping out local communities. And from the Taos Bay Artist Gallery of East Taos, Betty Fosselt Center. Betty, a pleasure to have you on the Michigan Sunrise Side today.
This is a win for everybody.